Would you grab your swords and go to Romans, please? Chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. You know, the Bible says, bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and forget not his benefits. And his benefits are to forgive. His benefits is to heal. His benefits is to prosper. His benefits is to rescue us. That's if we're a covenant child, covenant keeping. Amen. So I want you to know, if you're really truly living in the Spirit, then you're in the future. You're from the future. You're looking from the future to the present. From the future to the present, that means everything's going to catch up with you. Healing, prosperity, everything's going to catch up with you if you stay in position. Amen? In Romans chapter 6, and in verse 17. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the what? From the heart. That from that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So it's very powerful that what he says right away, there's something that he says that you obeyed from the heart. And I want to talk about that here in a second. In verse 18, and having been set free from sin. Now sin represents not only the presence of evil, but the self-imposed nature. Now again, the self-imposed nature, you were born in self, which means you were born in darkness, you were the offspring of darkness. In other words, we are children of wrath at that time. Self, that's why Jesus says, deny yourself. That means you're to take off the old man. So sin represents self-imposed nature. And he says, and having been set free from sin, your self-imposed nature, you became slaves of what? Righteousness. So you've been set free from the self-imposed nature, which is in the image of the devil. And you've been born again in the image and likeness of Christ, which his character produces righteousness. Amen. Verse 19. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanliness, and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for what? Holiness. For what? Holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you now are ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, self-imposed nature, and having become slaves of God, you have fruit, you have your fruit to what? Holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Now, this is powerful. There is a fruit of holiness. It is a spiritual fruit. And in this, he talks, first of all, about obeyed from the heart. In other words, we obeyed from the heart with conviction, not from the mind. We obeyed from the heart of conviction and not from the mind. We were set free from the self-imposed nature, replacing it with the divine nature of Christ. So you are now the righteousness of Christ. And by manifesting the righteousness of Christ, you produce the fruit of holiness. Everyone say the fruit of holiness. Now, this enlists us into an eternal portion of everlasting life. It enlists me and you into an eternal portion of everlasting life, because everlasting life has multiple things. In Revelation chapter 3, fruit of holiness, it is a fruit of the Spirit. I didn't say gift of the Spirit, I said fruit of the Spirit. It is the fruit of the character of Christ. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. obeyed from the heart and not from the mind. In verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to preserve. To perseverance and to preserve. I also will what? Keep you from the what? Hour of trial which will come upon the what? Whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. So there's an hour of trial that is coming. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. And he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now this is powerful because he speaks about he who is holy, who is true. Amen. And he who has the keys of David, he who opens and no one shuts. And he promises these things that he knows that there is the synagogue of Satan, those who proclaim to be believers that are still serving the devil. He says that there are people who still lie, who serve the devil. And in this, he says, all of this, there's going to become a time when there's going to be a trial of testing on the whole earth. And this trial of testing on the whole earth is going to begin to expose the righteous and the unrighteous. But he says something very powerful. He says, he who has an ear, let him hear. He didn't say, he who has an ear, let him listen. Because there's a difference. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, not by listening. Amen? It comes by hearing. There is something different between listening and hearing. Because there's many people who just listen. And they'll sit there and look you straight in the eye and listen, but they're not hearing. Jesus said many times, listen to me. Because what he said is, give me your attention so you can receive. That means hear. But there are many people who just listen, but never hear. But the Lord says, he who has an ear to hear will overcome. Does everybody understand that? That's why some people don't overcome. Because they're listening, but they're never hearing. In James chapter 1. Man, they'll look in your face and go, yeah. Yeah, you be talking to them. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay. Walk away. Because they're not hearing. They're only listening. James 1, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let everyone be what? Swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Oh, hallelujah. So he's saying, listen, if you must be swift to hear, right? Because if you're hearing, it produces a different type of fruit. Actually, if you're hearing, it produces a fruit of holiness. It causes a manifestation of righteousness, which produces holiness. But if you're only listening, you'll produce unrighteousness, which promotes pride. And it causes people to be angry and the wrath of God to be upon them. Verse 21. Therefore what? Lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. The implanted word, why? Because when you hear, the word gets implanted. When you listen, it's easily stolen. And verse 22. But be what? Doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So if you're truly a hearer, you are a doer. If you're a listener, you don't do. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one is an idiot. I mean, this one's religion is useless. So again, we must be swift to hear. Swift to hear. The wrath of man produces self-righteousness. Does everybody understand it? So when an individual is listening, it promotes self-righteousness. Self-righteousness. But he who hears produces righteousness. Amen? Because he who hears obeys from the heart. He who is a hearer obeys from the heart. He who is a listener obeys from the mind. And the Bible tells us that the carnal mind can never submit to the things of God. So there's an area where we're obeying from the heart. The heart is the character of your spirit. So now you are listening to the spirit, not according to your carnal precepts or human precepts. So someone who is a hearer obeys from the heart, and as a doer manifests the righteousness of Christ and fruits of holiness. Now the fruits of holiness is associated with the divine nature or Christ's character. So when you are in Christ and you are walking in the Spirit and you are here and you are being led by the Spirit, you are producing righteousness, which the fruit will be holiness. Isaiah 65. The fruit of holiness. Isaiah 65 and verse 12. Therefore I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not what? You did not hear. But did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I did not delight. Therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, my servant shall what? Eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed and miserable. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of the heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of the heart, and wail for grief of spirit. You shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen, for the Lord God will slay you, and call his servants by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he who swears in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be what? Remembered or come to mind. I said again, the formal shall not be remembered. See, so many people don't hear this. They don't hear this. because the former will not be remembered. Only He can remove those things. I'm telling you, there's going to be a place that when all of this stuff here will not be remembered. Because you'll be in an eternal realm where all of the stuff that you've gone through here, everything associated here will no longer be remembered. It's amazing how many times we still look at the things and dwell on our past. When we put it under the blood and God doesn't remember, but the devil does. Because he can only attack you from your past. But in this, all things are going to be forgotten. Hallelujah. So in this, he says, he spoke, but the people did not hear. In other words, they listened, but did not hear. Because when you hear, you obey from the heart. So they didn't obey from the heart. And they lost what God's promises were for them. So when you obey from the heart, it produces the fruit of righteousness. I mean, the fruit of holiness. Isaiah 55. And the only way you can obey from the heart is to hear, not listen. Isaiah 55 and verse 1. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. You know, it's awesome. He says, you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Why? Because you're going to buy with your sacrifice. Amen? You're going to buy with your sacrifice of praise. That's what you buy with. Yes, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. In other words, give me your attention and eat what is good, and let your soul delight himself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. And then what does he say? Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Now, this is powerful, because again, he says, listen means to pay attention for impartation by hearing. So when people are not, you know, in this, he says, listen, give me your attention. But many people listen, but don't hear. Listen, give me your attention that I may do an impartation or give an impartation by hearing. Again, many people only listen and not hear. And only listening produces self-righteousness, and self-righteousness, the fruit of pride. So when a person is only listening and not hearing, it will produce self-righteousness, and the fruit of pride. I'm a good person. I. I work all these hours. I do all these things. I am. Ay. I call that a demonic pizza. Person becomes a demonic pizza. Don't eat their fruit. So to hear promotes righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, and the fruit of holiness. Amen? Amen. Hebrews 12. So to listen is to pay attention. Give me your attention. Now hear that there may be an impartation. So we need to go beyond listening and start hearing. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11. Now, no chastening seems to be what? Joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. So he says, listen, you're going to be chastened. Why? Because chastening brings correction and direction. Amen. Because if you're just listening, God's going to step in and chasten you. He's going to stay. He's going to tell you, stop just listening. Go beyond listening and start hearing. Verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and what? Holiness. Without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of what? Bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by this many become what? Defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. In other words, he gave up his birthright, his inheritance, for the things of the world. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with prayer, with cries or tears. So he cried, but he never turned away. He never turned away from it. So he was just listening, but never hearing. Amen. So chastening because of not hearing, only listening. Because only listening will produce unrighteousness. So God corrects us to righteousness by taking heed of what we hear and obey from heart produces the fruit of holiness. Amen. Which is the divine character of Christ. In other words, offense and bitterness is a result of only listening, not hearing. Does everybody get this? People are easily offended and easily get bitterness. It's because they're only listening. They're not hearing. Go to verse 9 while we're there. Verse 9. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Verse 10. For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them. But he, our Lord, for our profit, that we may be partakers of his what? Holiness. By what? Hearing. So by when you begin to hear, you begin to obey from the heart. If you're only listening, you obey from the mind. And that's where a lot, what we call the soulish arena also. That's where people are always led by how they feel. They obey by how they feel. Oh man, I just feel this way. Oh, shut up. Your feelings are the most deceiving thing there is. Well, this just doesn't feel, and this just doesn't. People live by feelings that are most dangerous people to be around. Because I guarantee you, they will betray you someday. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Our feelings are peace, joy, and righteousness from the Holy Ghost. Because they are manifested in the arena because Christ's character, the divine nature, is manifesting righteousness and producing the fruit of holiness. You and I can't be holy on ourselves, no matter what you do. I don't care if you never put a makeup on. I don't care if you wear long clothes. I don't care if you cover yourself. You can't become holy on your own strength. Amen. Well, I don't drink no more, and I don't do drugs no more. Oh, really? What about your thoughts? Well, I never have an impure thought. Oh, man, you lie. You just lied right there. Second Corinthians chapter 7. It is the righteousness of Christ, a divine nature in me and you, that produces the fruit of holiness, not you and I. In fact, the Bible says your righteousness and my righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. Because it's self-righteous, which promotes the fruit of pride. And the person looks upon what they do, what they're doing. when you look upon what you do, that's unrighteousness. We look upon what he's done. You and I cannot be here unless he did it. And he's still doing it. And he'll do it through you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Let's speak it. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting what? Holiness in the fear of God, which means reverence, respect, and honor. Open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before you that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all of our tribulation. Hallelujah. Perfecting holiness, the fruit of the Spirit, because he is holy. Not because we're holy. So he's man of, listen, it is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of me and you. The gifts of the Spirit are the gifts of the Spirit, not the gifts of me and you. It's the Spirit who's manifesting himself through us, the Spirit of Christ. Ephesians 4. That's why he says, deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. All the way home. Ephesians 4, verse 20. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. But you have not so learned Christ. Now he's saying, listen, you haven't learned Christ because you didn't hear. You only tried to listen. You have not so learned Christ if indeed you have what? Heard him and have seen or have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and what? Holiness. So he said, you've not learned or you've not heard. You're not hearing. Again, there's a difference. Listening produces self-righteousness and the fruit of pride. Hearing allows us to hear or to obey from the heart, which produces righteousness and the fruit of holiness. There's a difference. You know, God is not coming back for a blemished church. He's coming back for a blemish-free and holy church. Amen. And verse 25. Therefore, put away lying. Let each of you speak truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. And do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Nor give place to the devil. Ooh. Again, not learned is not heard. When only listening, you can open the door to the enemy. It says, give no place to the devil. If you're an individual that just says yes, 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 but never hears, you will open the door to the enemy. Because eventually, you will come in agreement with what he says and not what the Spirit says. And you can't obey from the heart, because listening produced self-righteousness and the fruit of pride, the old man. So it's impossible to obey from the heart, isn't it? 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. You know, you can do all the teachings you want, but until you start hearing, you still won't produce righteousness and the fruit of holiness. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your what? Your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear or reverence, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by traditions of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believe in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the what? Spirit, that's obeying from the heart. Love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Gird up your loins of your mind. In other words, protect and be sober, willing to hear, to establish a blameless heart and a conduct holy righteousness, or what we call the fruit of holiness. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So if you're obeying from the heart, you'll produce the fruit of holiness and you will conduct your life here in holiness. But it's not you who produces, it's the Spirit of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1, finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. So he said that you receive from us. So is that hear or listen? Hear. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanliness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. So in other words, if you reject the saying, you're rejecting God. So many people think that they're rejecting man, but they're rejecting God. Amen. So we're to possess ourselves in sanctification and honor, fulfilling the call of holiness by hearing, obeying from the heart, manifesting righteousness of Christ, and producing the fruit of holiness. And we're going to close here. 2 Peter chapter 3. Oh, praise be to God. In verse 10. Let's speak this together. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So anyone not producing righteousness won't be there, will they? Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of the things in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Why? Because they listen and don't what? Hear. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to him be the glory both now and forever. And everybody said, amen. And to God be the glory, the fruit of holiness. So we must go beyond listening and start hearing. So we are obeying from the heart and not from the mind. Amen? Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the word. Let the seed be imparted as we hear and obey, so it may grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah!